Topping our broadcast today, protests intensify against the Saudi regime. People in the kingdom step up their rallies despite a ban on all political gatherings. Rallies were held in the cities of Buraida and Mecca. It's the first time people staged simultaneous demonstrations in two cities. Protesters called for the downfall of the Al Saud regime. They also repeated calls for the release of political prisoners. According to activists, there are currently over 30,000 political prisoners in Saudi jails. On Monday, tens of thousands of Saudi nationals rallied in the oil-rich eastern province to condemn the recent killing of a teenage protester. The 18-year-old demonstrator was shot dead by regime forces during an anti-regime protest in Ghatif. More than a dozen people have been killed by Saudi forces since the year 2011. For more insight on that story, we're now joined by political commentator Mr. Kamal Wazni, who joins me now by satellite from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Mr. Wazni, welcome to the program. How significant is the continuation of these protests and demonstrations in Saudi Arabia, not just in the east, but also in other major cities as well? What does this mean for the House of Saud?
I think it means a challenge for them because they haven't been taking the message very seriously, and there is certainly a demand that has to be met by these people who are actually calling for a reform or for change or for demand that has to be met by the changing environment in Saudi Arabia and throughout the Middle East. Any neglect for the demand of the people or disregard for their voices, I think it's gonna have a ramification on the kingdom and on the stability of the country. I think as you see those people, whether in Mecca or in Riyadh or in the eastern part of the country, people demonstrate for various reason, and sometimes they wanted economic equality, sometimes they wanted to be a full citizen of the Saudi Arabia, and sometimes they just don't like the way things are going. I think the Saudis are heading into a place where probably what it has been taking place in Egypt and throughout the Middle East probably will come to Saudi Arabia, and that's why this is going to be the challenge by the Islamic Brotherhood, which they have a huge follower in Saudi Arabia, and the current rulers, which the Wahhabist form of government. I think you can see that confrontation more so in the Persian Gulf country. We have seen it in Arab Emirates by the arrest that was made, and I think you're going to see a lot more in Saudi Arabia in the coming year.
All right, many thanks, political commentator from Beirut, Mr. Kamal Wazni.